Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to our Student Health Advisory Council meeting. Today's date is October 9th. We're starting this meeting at approximately 11:25. I'd like to welcome everybody who's in attendance today. We'll go around the table, and you please introduce yourself. My name is Terry Hackett. I'm Assistant Superintendent at Wiley ISD.
Dusty Mason, Assistant Food Service Director.
Christy Landeros, Food Service Director.
Audrey Stallings, School Nurse, Wiley ECC.
Casey Todd, Parent.
Thank you for your attendance. Mrs. Tony Diller, our co-chair, was not able to attend today. As well, Taylor Foss, one of our members, was not able to meet here today. I would like to go on record and say that we are meeting all TEA requirements of a Student Health Advisory Council. We have the minimum number of council members that you have to have on your committee, on your council. I am the chair. Tony Diller is the co-chair. We have the percentage that you have to meet of parents who are not employees of the school district on the council. That would be Tony Diller as a parent, Taylor Foss as a parent, and Casey Todd as a parent. And then the other member is our nurse in the school district, Audrey Stallings. So we meet all requirements there. We have no minutes that we need to approve because this is the first meeting of the year. We will meet all the requirements of having our four meetings this year. We'll make sure we'll cover all the facets that are required under coordinated school health, physical education, health services, nutrition services, healthy school environment, family and community involvement, counseling, psychological and social services, health promotions for staff, and we'll make sure we get all those covered over the next four meetings. Always want to say our purpose, SHAC assists the district in ensuring the local community values are reflected in health education instruction and strengthens the connection between health and learning. In short, our goal is to assist the district in creating a healthy school environment. Today, our topic that we're going to talk about that we placed on our agenda, which once again, to meet all requirements, were posted 72 hours in advance on the school webpage and at all of our campuses. And on the agenda, our topic today is nutrition. We've invited two guests today, Christy Landeros and Dusty Mason, and I'm going to turn it over to them.
Okay, so
we printed
out like a little booklet. Did we get
them? No. Okay. No. So this is what I'll go by. Okay, so within the food service world, we will talk about, all of our campuses are still in the National School Lunch Program. We did at one time have the high school out of that program, and that's when they could bring in like the different vendors for food. But just since COVID, all the reimbursement rates have been great. So we opted to put all the campuses back into that National School Lunch Program. So that we have with the meal prices and then just kind of how we run everything, how we try to promote the healthy choices with the smart snacks on our a la carte. All that has to be approved through what we call a smart snack calculator. And then kind of some of the troubles we have with supplies since COVID, and they're getting a little better, but there's still some there. So the NSLP serves nutritious, low-cost, or free lunches to students in public and nonprofit private schools in Texas. Lunches must meet federal nutrition guidelines and are reimbursable to schools based on the number of meals served. So we have to meet what with our grains, our meat alternatives, fruit, vegetables. I mean, everything is set out by District 14. And you kind of have to follow that, and each kid, probably you remember like when we were at the elementary, Casey, that you have to take a fruit, either fruit or vegetable. You have to have that fruit or vegetable. There's at lunch five components, and the student has to take at least three for a reimbursable meal.
And one has to be a fruit or a vegetable.
Yeah. So this year, what's kind of new, right here, I'll hand y'all. We came up with, you gave one? Okay. So our new charging policy, because over the years, we have ended the school year in great debt. I think last year we ended with like $65,000 in nutrition debt. And that's, that's just the students. And then on top of that, teachers were about 15,000. So all that.
We did receive it from the teachers, but the students we did not.
Yep. So this year we've come up with, and I got with other ISDs around the area to see how they approach the problem. And I don't remember, when I first started, we handed out a cheese sandwich. The student would come through, and if they were negative, you took the whole tray away and handed out that white bag with a cheese sandwich
and
in it.
And a fruit.
Yes. That caused a lot of, because you can't single them out, you can't embarrass them, you can't make a, and especially with the little ones, they didn't understand that or, they'd have a breakdown. So the district stopped that, but then with the large balances, so this year we came up with our new charging policy that if a student's account goes negative, students are allowed to charge up to 5 breakfast and 5 lunches that are reimbursable. They are not allowed.
So 10 total, give or take? So,
yeah. Yes. It's about $35.
Right. We came up with a $30 to $35 negative balance is a lot easier to pay off than $500, $600. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to charge for a la carte purchases at any time. If they are zero or negative, you have to have cash in your account or cash on hand. Teachers and staff are not allowed to charge. They must have money in their accounts.
And before they were able to, but it's a lot of process, a lot of work to go through. Payroll has to go through, write a check, I have to enter it. First I have to print a report, give her the report. She has to go hand enter each single one, and then I turn around and have to enter that check. And it's just, it was a lot.
Yeah. So now, after the charging limit has been reached, a courtesy meal will be offered to the student. So instead of taking the whole tray away, what we've come up with is only that entree, the main entree of the meal, will be replaced with the grab-and-go sandwich of the day. So, and that can be a ham sandwich, turkey sandwich, sun butter at the lower grades, or the Uncrustable at the higher grades. They make wraps, ham turkey wraps. So they're still getting
some protein.
They're still getting part of a lunch that is offered to other students as well, and the whole tray is not being wasted.
Yeah.
So they still get their fruit, their vegetable, their French fries or whatever. But say that hamburger will be taken off and you will get a sandwich, or that piece of pizza will be taken off. So it's worked out so far. And believe it or not, they haven't had to give that very many alternative meals so far. So it's working.
It's working. That's great. And we also had a lot of more applications turned in this year. I have processed so many applications. I would probably say at least maybe 80 to 100 more applications than last year.
I think it made the parents get on the ball,
Realize, hey, this is what we need to do.
Yeah. So.
Because they don't want their kid getting a sandwich, I wouldn't. So speaking of those applications, and that's on our website for any parent to fill out and apply for. But just for August, with the applications, our percentage that are eating free is 38.4%. Our reduced is 62%.
6.2.
And a paid is 55.4%. So we've gotten a lot of applications to come in. Then this just kind of have a graph of breakfast meals served, showing last August compared to this August and last September compared to this September, and they've gone up quite a bit. I think even because last year we had 22 on here, and it's climbing. So more people are participating in the lunch program. And I think that's due to, we try to mix the menu up, throw in some new items, take out the ones they don't like.
So this one's almost 20.
It's about 2,000.
1,000 more lunches were served in August this year than last year.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, and we're growing. And it's getting hard, you know, just with the number of students they feed is crazy at some campuses. And in the government program, so our reimbursable rates, they went up.
Information. So on breakfast from last year, it went up a penny. So for paid, they pay us 39 cents. For reduced, they pay us 207. That's gone up 9 cents from last year. And then free is 237. That's gone up 9 cents since last year. That's all breakfast reimbursement rates. Lunch reimbursement rates, it's 42 cents. That's gone up 2 cents for paid. Reduced, it's 403. That's gone up 18 cents. Mm-hmm. And then free is $4.43. And that's gone up 18 cents since last year.
Yeah.
So our reimbursement rates are so much higher. So it's good to have them at all the campuses in the program at this time.
Yeah.
So if a child that's qualified for free lunches walks through, you know, through the tray line and gets a meal,
and it's reimbursable, it has that fruit or vegetable on there, then we get that
$4.43 paid back.
Yep.
So it's good.
That's great.
Program.
Yeah. And so our prices stay the same from last year. Breakfast is $2.75 at all campuses. The lunch for pre-K through 4th is $3.35, and then 5th through 12th is $3.75. Yeah. And we got to keep them the same. We didn't have to go up on that. And adult visitors is $5.05, and breakfast is $3.70. And milk, extra milk is still 50 cents, so.
Yeah, and so kind of along with the percentages of our free and paid and reduced, for September, all campuses, the whole district, and like you've heard, well, Abilene ISD, they have free breakfast, they have free lunch to all students, no matter. Well, you have to meet a criteria of a certain percentage of your students.
Right.
So we don't meet that. Our free is 18%, our reduced is 2%, and then our paid is 79%.
And that's in September, the month of September.
How do those numbers differ from what you said earlier?
This is the kids across the district, and this is the meals served. So we don't meet that.
What was this last one?
The meals that were served for the month of September, or was it September?
August. And it's kind of higher, I believe, because August doesn't have a lot of days in it as well.
What was this last number, the 18-2?
That's across the district. So all
18-2 and...
And 79%
for paid meals.
So they're saying on this report, there's only like 1,037 free students in our district. So that's 18%
of the total enrolled.
Of the enrolled.
How close are we getting to the percentage that necessitates that we have to do the breakfast?
I think, did they, it was 33?
It was 33. I think it may still be 33%.
I don't know if they changed that, but
we're still
quite a ways away. Yeah.
Which we do have a few campuses that we do get a severe need at breakfast. Mm-hmm. So that's higher. So if we can get everybody, then maybe we can eventually.
Yeah. Oh, so that's at the campus, not the district level.
Right. That was at the district.
No, I mean, for you to be required to start providing it, it's at the campus.
Campus. Yeah. They go by the campus because I do a report every month. So we have 4 campuses at breakfast right now that get that severe need, that extra 9 cents per breakfast. So we're climbing.
We're getting there, but okay. And then the free and reduced meal applications, the instructions and everything are located on the website. Like they log into Family Access, and there's a button right there, food service application, very easy to submit. And then going into kind of the problems of the food service world is getting everything you want. A lot of substitutions. Paper products have been a pain for a couple of years now since COVID. It's either the milk cartons can't be made, the juice cartons, the styrofoam, and then it goes to plastic, and then it'll switch over to this.
Yeah.
There's always something. And right now we're experiencing, I remember with the hurricanes and everything, oranges. for a case of
orange juice too.
It's orange juice and the oranges. A case of oranges right now is $60, where they used to be like low mid 20s for a case of oranges. That will serve about 140 students.
So we try to switch the fruit out when that happens, months. But then, you know, the kids are like, where's the oranges? Where's this? So we try to still get a few.
Sure.
But we try to
evolve it around the seasonal fruit, you know. And then once that fruit starts going out of season, we switch to a different. So, you know, right now we're ending on cantaloupes and all the melons and coming in on the grapes and the, you know, and what's not. But, I mean, even for a case of grapes, it can get up to, like, $75 for, you get eight bags of grapes. 16 pounds of grapes.
Here's your three grapes.
Right. And it does. It takes a lot to make that half cup serving.
Let me
so.
Cut these in. Blend them real good.
Yeah. So, and then along with the products come the people. I mean, it seems like no one... We can hardly find subs. We've got two good subs that want to work.
Mm-hmm.
And people you hire. And we gave one girl three chances. And each time, it's just like...
Yeah.
I mean, we have to try. We have to keep trying because there's nobody standing in line to work in the cafeteria.
Where we have some parents that can come fill in and, hey, drop your kids off and just show up after. Because mm-hmm. the main time we really need a sub is... during that lunch serving. They can get through breakfast most of the time with one person, two people down. But lunch service, we have to have pretty much full staff because you got to have cashiers, you have to have batch cookers, you have to, I mean, to make it run efficiently.
To make it run smooth.
So, and we've even offered, hey, drop your kids off and come in, you know. And so we've had a few that have picked up on the sub list, but we'll see how it goes.
And then I'll hand this out. This is kind of...
Because they'll get out before their kids are out.
Offer versus serve, what we do to kind of cut food cost instead of serving each student every item that is on the menu, we do an offer versus serve option.
Besides pre-K.
Yes, pre-K gets everything. But it reduces food waste because if you make them take it and they don't like it, well, it's going in the trash. So they're allowed to choose which items they want as long as they have that half cup vegetable or half cup of fruit. That's mandatory. But if, say, it's green beans and pears and they really don't like green beans, well, those pears, you know, they don't have to take both. So that cuts cost and cuts on waste. And that works out really good because everybody, they're getting pickier and pickier as we go through.
That's okay.
Three E's of healthy living: education, exercise, and eating right. Okay, and then we go into our upper campuses have the a la carte option. And that is, so they have their main hot meal, but then on the side, they're allowed to serve different products on a day-to-day basis. And then they can have their day of and day after meal on the a la carte. So if you're having nachos on hotline, you can have that day, you can have nachos on the on the a la carte. And then the next day, you can also have nachos on the a la carte. Because nachos as an entree does not fit into the smart snack calculator. And everything has to be a certain percentage of fat, certain sodium, calories. I mean, it's crazy. I'm glad they have a calculator.
Yes, because it's going to get worse. Because,
it's getting worse.
Our sodium and sugar is changing next year.
Let me skip.
It's
going to.
They're increasing it.
Increasing. It's a new rule from USDA that. Let me see. So nothing changes until next school year's menu. But they are limit added sugars in cereals, yogurt, and milk. And then the no more than 10% of the weekly calories for sugar and added sugars. And sodium is a 10% reduction for breakfast and a 15% reduction for lunch. And we've already been on a sodium reduction for a couple of years now.
Right.
I like to add
but like, yeah, but the added sugars, I mean, that it seems like that's in everything.
Right.
It's so hard to get away from those, and especially.
So we're really concerned about how it's going to change some of the
what we can
items,
sell. Oh, and we can give them a bag. But
bags.
Here's, we brought you bags of some of the a la carte items. But usually they have to be, to pass through the calculator, it usually has to be whole grain. So your Rice Krispies are whole grain. Your cookies are whole grain. We offer some brownies, different things. But they have to meet that whole grain requirement, low sodium, all those different, I can't remember what, calories. The fat can't be so much percentage of the calories or it's not compliant.
So if I went to the a la carte line as a kid and said, I want 5 Rice Krispie treats, can they get it?
They can, but we try to tell them to use their own parental, like, would you want your kids having 5 of those?
Because we do put blocks on a lot of
yes,
kids' accounts.
We can put blocks. If
so,
parent yeah. request.
Yes.
Parent request.
Yes.
Well, because in my mind I'm just thinking, like, it's like, well, I'm not going to, because I know my oldest, she's one of those that she's like, I just won't eat, like, I don't like it, I won't eat, or I'm like,
that's
well, just eat it, you'll be hungry.
Yeah.
But she was like, she'd go and get, like, I had a Rice Krispie treat and a
bag of chips.
Bag of chips. You're like,
yes, as long as there's money on their account, they can purchase whatever they
like
would
whatever
like.
They want. Whatever
and
they
as
want.
They want.
Technically as much as they want.
Yes.
Unless there's a hold.
Unless there's a hold.
What percentage of your parents put a hold on?
I'd say it's kind of low.
Probably
maybe.
Like 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5%.
That's
hard
to me.
Because half of them don't pay attention to even what they're purchasing.
No.
They don't go online. Because
I don't even know
statements.
Because as a parent, I don't think I knew that you could actually put a hold on that. Or like, because I'll get on to the twins. I'm like, you bought ice cream a day. You don't need to buy ice cream every day. Just like once a week. You know, like,
right.
I don't need ice cream every day.
Yeah.
But there's a hold on
that.
Yeah, we can put it where they can only purchase it on Fridays.
Yeah.
Or a certain amount of money or,
That's good.
But sometimes our cashiers miss it. But in this new system, we check that they have to read it and.
Critical.
Acknowledge. So they have to say, they have to read it. They have to say, okay. They have to say, okay, twice. But some of these cashiers, you're like, really? You just bypass 3 buttons saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get on to the cashiers, you know, but...
Our hold went from no ice cream except on Fridays, and then we had to go back because we were buying ice cream for everybody at the table. So
yes.
That happens, too.
That happens, too.
Yeah.
That happens, too.
Yes.
It does.
Yep.
Like, well, I bought it for all my friends.
But all the
chips have to be baked, and we have introduced at the high school 6 vending machines.
Oh, nice.
So they can use cash, right?
It is great, but it is draining our time and...
Oh, to replenish it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. But they offer... We have 2 snack machines, which are filled with chips. And at that level, they can have the Uncrustable because with peanut... I mean, they're old enough to know...
Yes. If they're allergic or not.
If they're allergic. And then they have the cookies... and some little Cheez-Its. I think that's the snack machine. And then we have 4 drink machines, 1 located by the athletic hall, so that's good for them. They have Gatorade, water.
Sparkling ice.
Sparkling ice.
Oh, yeah.
They're all sugar-free.
I'm going to have to try
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And then we have 3 in the cafeteria. And they have really loved them. We've had our hiccups, and oh, this dollar machine's not working, and this bill reader, and this credit card. But it's amazing how many kids, they'll just walk up, tap their card, and they've gotten used to it, and they love it, and it's doing great.
And it helps with the lines.
Yeah.
Where they're not standing in line for just a bottle of water.
Bottle of water.
Is this closed
in
campus
a long line.
Or on
Correct.
Campus
yes.
lunches for high school as well, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has helped with that, and it's growing. There's so many students up there. That I think still they're still meeting on the line what they sold even last year. So this is just kind of an added between periods if you're, you know.
Okay.
And we've recently added all the like Coke Zero, Pepsi Zero, Pepsi oh. Cherry. It all has to be zero, no calories. So they love it. It's doing great. And it's extra money, you know, which helps out. I think that's about it. We have our local wellness. We'll go to a training on October 15th to update that. This year is the year that our wellness policy will be updated. But that's all online, wileybulldogs.org. And then just some fun stuff that we do with the kids. We have a National School Lunch Week, which is coming up October 14th through the 18th.
Which we're all on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, and then we do have the breakfast week, which is usually in March around spring break.
I think last year it fell during spring break, so we didn't get to do anything.
And then we have School Lunch Hero, and that's really fun for the kids. The teachers usually let the kids color or make notes. Or I know the East Junior High, their art class gets together and does like something for the ladies.
Yeah,
and
to recognize
they dress
them.
Up and recognize. Yeah, it's pretty fun. So, I think that's all I have. Any questions?
Any questions?
Or did I go too fast? Ooh. It's
you
all kind of.
You did very well.
It's a lot to.
It is. Yeah, a lot. There's a lot of guidelines and a lot of rules right. and a lot of.
And it changes every year.
Yes.
Yes. So we're praying on the sodium and sugar levels that it doesn't make the food taste terrible.
Yeah.
We usually pick. And we go and we do a taste test in Lubbock, and we taste different products, or we have vendors that come in and let us taste their products. So we try to get the best that we can.
Yeah.
That's not overrated price, too.
Right. We've switched to the whole muscle chicken products.
Instead of
mix, the formed
it was
meat. So that's a lot better. It's like their chicken sandwiches are actually look like
Chick-fil-A
chicken breast. I mean, they're good.
Yeah,
if we can get away from the whole wheat bun, make it better. But we gotta, you know, still.
What about sauces like ketchup or Chick-fil-A? Maybe think of Chick-fil-A sauce or things like that. Can the kids use
yes,
any
they
and all of that? That's not good for me. I didn't know with like the sodium.
That's going to be changing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, is that one of those things where it's like, can I get ketchup? No, no, you can't.
No,
you
know,
like,
you
can sorry.
They can get two packages right now. So,
and so the menu.
My husband would not make it in this day and age.
So once all that passed, the manufacturers have to kind of readjust what the product they put out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, they're. To me, it's crazy. I mean, they're offered mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, salsa, barbecue sauce, Asian sauces, soy sauce.
Yeah, different stuff like that.
I mean, marinara sauce. I mean, there's.
But it's just in small amounts.
Small, yes, 1 ounce. Yeah.
Okay. 1 ounce.
1 ounce.
Gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
Okay.
And, like, especially at the high school. Like on nacho day, he goes the full. He has diced tomatoes, black olives, sour cream, you know, hamburgers. They get lettuce, onions,
walking nacho
tomatoes.
Days.
Yeah,
or walking, whatever.
Walking tacos.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
I mean, he really does it
nice.
Like you're, you know, it's not you're just getting a bag of chips and some meat. I mean,
he's
got all the fixings. And,
and
they really do it, you know. It's a school meal, but it's still, it's one of those you would say, yeah, I would eat that one.
Yeah.
You know? So, but, I don't know. We try.
Thank you all very much, ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Real quick, one more thing on the agenda. It is Drug Awareness Month. October is Fentanyl Poisoning Awareness Month to increase awareness of the dangers of fentanyl and potential overdoses. September 20th, 2022, Governor Abbott charged state agencies to increase efforts to inform Texans of the prevalence and lethality of fentanyl. The Texas Education Agency, in coordinating with our state agency partners to raise awareness about the impact of fentanyl in Texas and to provide resources targeted to school personnel, students, and families who we serve. School systems can strategically collaborate with other community-based organizations in the statewide effort to prevent harm from the dangerous drug for school personnel, students, and their families. The actions that we've taken at Wiley ISD is we reviewed TEA's curated fentanyl awareness resources. We've embedded important fentanyl awareness content into our existing substance use misuse prevention programs. And we've engaged community-based providers such as prevention resource centers funded by the Texas Health and Human Services. The one thing that we really have done well here at Wiley, especially at the secondary levels, is our school psychologists, all of our program directors at the high school provide weekly, monthly programs on mental health. We started last year at Takes a Pack, which is a community program involvement, invited all mental health, counseling, community-based organizations to come and speak to our parents and to our students. Big success last year, brought in tons of organizations and even more come this year. That's happening later this month for our second annual, and hopefully we'll even have a bigger response from our community to come to that. So I think we're meeting all, I know we're meeting all the requirements from TEA, but I think that's something we've gone above and beyond, and that's a good thing for our community. So I just want to make sure, once again, when we have these meetings, we have to meet all these guidelines and rules, TEA, so I want to make sure I always mention them during these meetings. I believe that's everything that we have on our agenda today. Is there anything anybody would like to discuss that's not on the agenda? Is everybody good?
Good.
Well, I guess we're going to call this meeting adjourned, and I thank you everybody for their attendance. Tentatively, we have scheduled the next meeting for December 11th at 11 o'clock. We'll eat before we have our meeting as we did this time. Put that on your calendars, and I'll send out information about 2 weeks before. But once again, that is a tentative date as of right now. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.